Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. Are you ready? The Father says today, I am provisioning you. My default answer to the cry of your heart is yes and amen. For all of my promises are yes and amen to those that are called according to my purpose, and you are the called of heaven, called to my glory. Called to my provisioning. I am green lighting your vision. Therefore, the next thing to happen is for you to act in anticipation of the fact that I am coming alongside to launch you into victory and overcoming. Though resources have felt scarce and the path has been narrow, I am shifting that reality. I will supply you in full and overflowing from my very glory, just as I promised in my word that I would supply all of your needs according to what? According to my riches in the vaults of glory, now standing open and pouring out into your life. There's no scarcity of glory in my kingdom, so there never has been and never will be a shortage of provision for you. Money is not an obstacle. The favor you've sought from my hand is not an obstacle. Prepare to shake loose the low-hanging fruit of my goodness that's already within your reach, and reach out in faith for the unusual, the unexpected, and the pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Extend your faith in spite of the mockery of your needs or the emptiness and impoverishment you've experienced of late. What is the key to release? It is this: what you make it happen for others, I will make happen for you. What you prophesy to others, you yourself will experience as well. Refuse to give in to hopelessness or despair. Reject the lie that whispers, you've done all you can, there's nothing left to do. That is the enemy's deception, designed to bring stagnation and frustration into your life. I have not called you to a life of frustration or living through days of emptiness and desperation. That is not your portion, for I'm in you, and there is no poverty in my kingdom. I have called you to new purpose, and that new purpose will be fueled by new resources if you will take action. I am pro-vision, so I will always fund the vision that I place in your heart. As you give to the needs of others, I will bring you into surplus. As you give out of your surplus, I will keep you in surplus. Act now, my child. Step out in faith now. Seeking word after word after word is a vain thing, because what you do with what I have already said and what I've already promised is much more powerful than what I would say further. Remember the story of the prophet Elijah and the starving widow? He asked her to take action, to make him a little cake first. And even though she was on the brink of starvation, she heard this word and she acted in faith. And what? The result was extraordinary. Though Hebrew widows often went hungry, this Gentile woman was nourished by the economy of heaven. Know this today. I am opening a wide and effective door for you to step out of the limitation of the world's economy and into the economy of my kingdom. So spend your faith lavishly on my purposes and on those in need as you follow me. And allow me to use you for my glory. I will fund you, resource you, and bring you into the very center of my purposes for this time and this season, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing and bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.